As part of the city's public arts initiative, there are now six little free libraries in Roanoke, old newspaper boxes that have been turned into works of art, and a neighborhood venue where local residents can pick up or leave a book. Lisa Bannister is a Roanoke City librarian.
We really want to encourage everyone to read, and not everyone can get to a public library. By combining art, we draw the attention and the interaction between the public, and we get them interested in books.
Roanoke City Public School teacher and artist Dan Keel used his intricate doodles concept to redecorate the Little Free Library dedicated this morning at the Hurt Park Bus Shelter. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.